Today is Tuesday, May 6, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Foster Care Day. It's also National Teacher Appreciation Day, National Beverage Day, National Nurses Day, and last but not least, National Crepe Suzette Day. Mark really likes crepes. So maybe we should celebrate that because he really enjoys crepes. We watch this YouTube series or this YouTube channel. It's Claire Saffitz. She used to be on Bon Appetit. I'm sure that some of you know who I'm talking about. And she recently made a crepe cake on that channel. You make, 18, 20, 30 crepes, maybe more, I don't know, but I feel like she said it was around 30 crepes, something like that. And then you stack them together with a mixture of crepe, custard filling. It sounds good, but I don't know if that would satisfy my itch for a cake. If I really wanted a cake, I'm not sure that it would satisfy. Also, it seems like it would take so long to make that thing. All right, well, let's go back to some contact here. Leo, as part of his text from yesterday that I didn't read, says, oh, and McDonald's has been so slow the last couple of years. That's all for now. Haha. Yeah, I think, look, bring on universal basic income, because I feel like all of us are going to eventually lose our jobs because of automation. But seriously, I want all of these fast food restaurants to just automate the whole thing. They're already automating the taking of the order, which is great. I hardly ever pull through a drive-thru and order at the drive-thru. I use the mobile app for just about every restaurant that I possibly can to order. When I'm at a restaurant, I would prefer to order like one of those touch screens they have at the table. I would prefer to do that. Just get rid of the, and I know this is getting rid of jobs, but look, first of all, I don't think there are very many people out there at high-end restaurants. Sure. I'm sure there are people who really enjoy being a server at a high-end restaurant, and you make good money. And for that, those should stay the same. But when I'm at a Chili's, I don't need a server other than to bring out the food, clean things up, whatever. So they still have a job, but I don't need them to actually take my order. Like, if you had a touchscreen, I could just do it on the touchscreen. When I'm paying, I love just being able to swipe my card right there at the table. So that's all good, but I agree. Like, they just need to automate. They've already automated. When you go through one of the fast food places, when you go through the line, the order is taken completely by AI. And I feel like that's going to be more accurate, and I don't know, just better all around. All right, Kathy Bacon says, a most excellent set of shows this week. I'll say thank you to Daniel. And breaking news about the so-so question contest. I don't think I heard that on the Fart Pants show. Bacon, Woodhaven. Well, thanks for the message, Kathy. So Dennis in Falls Church says, hey, Adam, this is Dennis Huff. Hope you had a nice trip. I did. I've been trying all day to listen to two Geeky Gay podcasts through Amazon Alexa, through iHeartRadio, and nothing's coming through this. And this is the way that I've always listened to Geeky Gay. Anyway, I will keep trying. I guess I could also go to the internet through the computer and do it that way. All right. Hope you're well. Thanks. Bye. Yeah, I don't know why. I'm not really sure why so many people have been having problems recently. I'm going to check and just make sure that everything that I could have possibly done is done to make sure that all of you can get my shows. But I just use a regular podcast catcher. I use Pocket Cast, and it comes through fine. But I don't know why for some of you it's not auto-downloading, it's not playing, there are other things. I know that at the Spit Valve Factory, for some reason, because I have the gay in the word of my website, they block geekygay.com on the Wi-Fi at my work. Even though there's nothing bad there, there's nothing pornographic or anything like that. And so I can't download my shows on my company's Wi-Fi. I don't know. But I am checking to see if there's anything else I can do to help you guys out who are having trouble downloading it. But it's just a basic RSS feed. There's not... I do have it running through one other thing, but regardless, I am working on it in the back end. Hopefully there's something I can do to fix it. It is working on Pocket Cast, so if you're having a lot of trouble, you can use that. Or you can go to the website. All the episodes are there on the website, and you can play them from there, which is geekygay.com. All right, well, let's just check and see if we have any voicemails. I'm kind of spacing out the contact because, you know, content. But let me just go to the Trello really quick and see if we have any. My keyboard is not for the right computer. And I'm just going to click here. Oh. Well, these are from April 29th. May 2nd. I'm pretty sure. Well, I don't know, actually. I don't know if Daniel played them or not. So I'm going to hold off on that and come back to them. Because I don't know if he played them. So I'm going to have to listen to them and then figure out if he played them. Okay, so we were talking about the weekend. I rode the plane. Got there, got to Vegas, and like I was saying, this Fremont Street, I didn't actually do the Fremont Street experience, but it's on Fremont, it's near Fremont Street, and they have this street that's just totally, it's, you don't drive on it, and they have all of these shops and restaurants, and there's like a zip line and stuff like that. I think it's on that street. Anyway, but the roof of the street, there's a roof and a domed or a... Dome is the wrong word, but like a tunneled roof that has LEDs. And so they have all these fancy LED displays going on all the time. So that was pretty cool. But the hotel itself is showing its age. I don't know how old it is, but however old it is, I believe it. And it was okay, but I've just never stayed. The room, you know, kind of worn down, dilapidated a little bit. The casino games looked a little less sparkly and shiny and new than some of the other casinos that you go to. So it was an experience. There weren't a lot of restaurants. Look, in this particular hotel, there was a Hash House A-Go-Go, which is just basically like a breakfast / brunchy kind of place. And then they have a food court. And there's a steakhouse, but it's fancy. So there's not much to, you know, there's a bar, and I don't know that they serve food. So there wasn't a lot of food options there. So I ended up doing a lot of DoorDash. I did rent a car, which I think was a mistake. So I get to the, I'm kind of bouncing all around. Sorry about that. I was like, you know what? I'm going to rent a car because I have this Avis Presidential and I don't have to talk to anyone. And so I get there and it says, oh, you're going to have to talk to someone to get your car. I was like, dang it. That defeats the whole purpose of being an Avis Presidential member. So then I go up and talk to someone and I walk up to him and he says, can I see your ID? I could not find my ID. So there were other people in line. So I said, okay, well, let these other people go ahead of me. I'm going to have to dig through my stuff and see if I can find my ID. And I was so worried because you can't check into a hotel without an ID. There's nothing that you can do without an ID. And so, now thinking about it back later, I did have my passport with me because I always have my passport. But I couldn't rent a car with a passport because you don't have a driver's license. Well, eventually I did find it. I had just tossed it into my book bag. Just on its own by when I was going through one of the security lines in the airport. So I was able to get my car, but I had to talk to someone. And it was a Jeep. It always seems to be a Jeep with Avis, either Jeep or electric. And I've never driven an electric vehicle. So I'm still a little bit nervous about that. Sorry for those microphone noises, if you heard them. So ordered a lot of DoorDash and stuff because I just didn't want to get out in the car. I did take the car out some. So on the first night, I checked into my hotel, had a little food, and then it was time to go to the High Roller, which is the big Ferris wheel. And wow, I will have to talk about that on tomorrow's episode. We'll get through this, I promise. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.